From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message called The Scandal of Defeated Christians, part of this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Morning by Morning by C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. We know of a place in England still existing where a dole of bread is served to every passerby who chooses to ask for it. Whoever the traveler may be, he has but to knock at the door of St. Cross Hospital, and there is the dole of bread for him. Jesus Christ so loveth sinners that he has built a St. Cross Hospital, so that whenever a sinner is hungry, he has but to knock and have his wants supplied. Nay, he has done better. He has attached to this hospital of the cross a bath, and whenever a soul is black and filthy, it has but to go there and be washed. The fountain is always full, always efficacious. No sinner ever went into it and found that it could not wash away his stains. Sins which were scarlet and crimson have all disappeared, and the sinner has been whiter than snow. As if this were not enough, there is attached to this hospital of the cross a wardrobe, and a sinner making application simply as a sinner may be clothed from head to foot. And if he wishes to be a soldier, he may not merely have a garment for ordinary wear, but armor which shall cover him from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. If he asks for a sword, he shall have that given to him, and a shield too. Nothing that is good for him shall be denied him. He shall have spending money so long as he lives, and he shall have an eternal heritage of glorious treasure when he enters into the joy of his Lord. If all these things are to be had by merely knocking at mercy's door, O my soul, knock hard this morning, and ask large things of thy generous Lord. Leave not the throne of grace till all thy wants have been spread before the Lord, and until by faith thou hast a comfortable prospect that they shall all be supplied. No bashfulness need retard when Jesus invites. No unbelief should hinder when Jesus promises. No cold-heartedness should restrain when such blessings are to be obtained.
Lie still and lifeless as dust upon the sand. I can no longer voice one request or one demand. Empty, I can no longer cry. My lips have fallen silent, my prayer is but a sigh.
Come and rest your ear upon my heart.
This season of the year, the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas, written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer. The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding to think about section that draws lines of application from the text to modern day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last. Thank you. Following Israel's defeat at Ai, Joshua fell on his face before God and cried out, O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? Dr. Cairns has emphasized in applying this passage that the gospel of Jesus Christ gives power to believers to live in victory over the circumstances of life. He declared that this victory is to be the normal Christian life. It isn't just for some spiritual elite. For the saints of God to live in defeat silences any effective Christian witness. For how can the ungodly find any confidence in such poor representatives of the gospel? Such backslidden living is a great hindrance to prayer. As in the case of Israel's defeat, the root cause of this sad state is sin. Now to continue this message, the scandal of defeated Christians. Here is Dr. Cairns.
How can we go to people who are bound in chains and say, I have good news for you. There's victory, there's liberation, there's salvation, there's freedom in Christ. And they look at our lives and we're bound by the same chains. How can we go to the prison house of sin and liberate those who are in prison if we ourselves are bound? What shall we say to sinners crushed by sin when we're living in defeat? How shall we storm the strongholds of the devil if we ourselves are defeated by his power? You remember the words of the Lord Jesus. He said that the strong man's goods are in peace, and that's the way they're going to stay. Until one who is stronger than the strong man comes in and despoils him. If we are not stronger than the strong man, if we are not stronger than Satan and the grip that he holds on souls, we can never storm his strongholds. We can never despoil his goods. How can we do it? If he's already got us defeated, how can we inflict defeat on him? Indeed, how shall we even pray so that God will hear us? Joshua uttered these words of our text in prayer. Lord, what shall I say? My mouth is closed. My tongue is silent. What can I say? How can I pray? We're in defeat. We're in retreat. Prayer seems a mockery in the condition in which we are. I wonder this morning, as I say all this, does God put his finger in your heart? I wonder today, is there a conviction in your own soul? I not only do not have, but I cannot have any meaningful witness for Christ. I cannot be a threat to any stronghold of hell. I cannot even pray, because my life is going backwards spiritually. I've lost out with God. I'm living the scandal of a Christian in retreat. Can I say, thirdly, that this defeat of Christians is entirely the result of sin. It is itself sin, but it is the result of sin. Think of the words of the text in a slightly different way. Joshua is before the Lord. What shall I say when Israel turneth their backs upon their enemies? We could take that to mean, Lord, what shall I say? I have to face it. I have to explain Israel's retreat. I have to say something about it. Ignoring the disaster won't make it go away. So, Lord, what shall I say about this? And I think if you read on, the Lord made it clear the sort of thing he should say about it. What shall we say? Let's bring it to ourselves this morning. What shall we say when we're in retreat? What shall we say when the church is devoid of spiritual power? What shall we say? Well, the first thing we should say is that God is grieved with us. God is grieved with us. When we're in retreat, first thing we should say, God is grieved with us. He's grieved with me. I have grieved the Lord. The promise or the command is grieve, not the Holy Spirit of promise. And that's exactly what we've done. We have grieved Him by our sin. The psalmist said in Psalm 60, verse 1, O God, Thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased. Verse 3, Thou hast showed Thy people hard things. Thou hast made us drink the wine of astonishment. Later on, he says in the same psalm, Thou didst not go forth with our armies. Is that not the sad but true confession of many a Christian heart today? We go forth to do something for God, but we don't know the Lord going forth with us. He's cast us off because He's been displeased. The first thing we should say is we have grieved the Lord. We have imbibed so much of the spirit of the world that if you can get by with sin, if you can put on a good face, if you can in some way or other appear to be carrying on well, if you can argue your way out of it, if you can give a bunch of excuses, if you can guilt somebody else into feeling bad about themselves, then somehow or other you feel good, but you haven't dealt with your sin. Let's quit all the foolish business today. Let's each one get before our God. And if we are in defeat and in retreat, we have got to confess. It's not the other person's fault. I have grieved the Lord. And as a church, it's not Rome's fault. It's not the ecumenical movement's fault. They have great faults. But if this church is in retreat, if it's not going on with God, it's because we have grieved the Lord. What shall we say? We'll say that God's presence and God's power have been withdrawn. It's an awful confession to have to make. But is it not true? We can come and go from the place of the holy, as the Scripture calls the gathering of the saints. We can come and go from the preaching meetings. We can come and go from the praying meetings. And to what effect? Sinners come and go unseen. Unconvinced, unconvicted, unconverted. Why? Because God is not with us and near us with blessing and with power. In the 75th Psalm, verse 1, there is this statement, that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. How do you know God is near? How do you know God is present? Not by some feeling up and down your spine. There may be such a feeling. But you know God is present by the mighty works that He does and no one else can do. That's when you know God is near. I think that this is something we do need to stop and take very, very careful note of. In the Free Presbyterian Church, we especially need to take note of it. See, I was privileged to be in those meetings. 25, 30 years ago. And, of course, many a one since. But I was privileged to be in those meetings. When heaven came down to earth, when the power of God shook entire congregations, when strong men staggered like drunkards under conviction of sin, when families broke and husbands, I think of a husband and a wife, separated for years, both in a meeting under the gospel, without the other even knowing it, and both meeting as they came out of the inquiry room, new creatures in Christ. Only God can do that. As I think back, I have to think of the words of William Cowper. Where is the blessedness I knew when first I sought the Lord? Where is that blessedness? Where is that power? Where is that victory? We can't work it up. In a sense, we can't even pray it down. Only God can give it. But He gives it in answer to prayer. What shall I say? We'll have to say our sin is the cause of our failure. I was thinking of Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. What a text for us to take to our hearts in these days. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot see Him, neither is His ear heavy that it cannot hear. Now that blows away all our excuses. Well, this is an evil day. These are the last days. Men are very wicked. The old evangelists didn't have television to contend with. That's true, but let's think of it. Are we really saying that television's mightier than God? That Hollywood is stronger than God? We really mean to say that? No. The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot see. It's not. The Lord is as able today as He was in the day of Pentecost. He's as able today as He was in the days of Luther and Calvin and Zwingli and Knox and Cranmer and Ridley and all the rest of the great reformers. He's as able today as He was in the days of Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield and John Wesley. He's as able today as He was in the days of Moody and Torrey and Spurgeon. He is able, and there's been no diminution of His power. So what is wrong? Your iniquity, says Isaiah, have separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid His face from you, but He will not hear you. In the old days, if there's one lesson we can learn, when there was defeat in the church, God's people were driven to their knees. There were days of humiliation, days of confession, days of prayer, days of fasting, days of waiting on God. They didn't call a committee to set up some big campaign and plan some great spiritual extravaganza, Explo 95 or something like that. That's not what they did. They got before God, recognizing that they must prevail with God, and God must prevail over their sin. They've got so comfortable with sin. With a million and one excuses, we cherish an aching in our heart. Joshua, at least, didn't know of Achan's sin at this time. All too often we know of our sins. We're fully aware of our sins. We cherish them. We cosset them. We take them as luxuries. And all the time they're vipers to our bosom. The defeat that afflicts God's people is the result of sin.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.